All right, let's start from the book of Galatians chapter 5 once again. That's what we have been reading. The book of Galatians chapter 5. Today I want to emphasize on the rendering from my version of the Bible, the one I use most frequently, which is the New American Standard Bible. And it goes like this. I'll start from verse 16, which we always start from. Well, let's just start from verse 13 this time. He said, "For you were called to freedom, brethren. Only do not turn your freedom into an opportunity for the flesh, but through love serve one another." Please, let me start that again. You were called to freedom. Only do not turn your freedom into an opportunity for the flesh, but through love serve one another. It says, "For the whole law is fulfilled in one word, which is in this statement, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. But if you bite and devour one another, take care that you are not consumed by one another." That is, you are going to end up destroying everything while trying to destroy somebody else. That is, you would destroy yourself also. And that says, verse 16, instead of doing the above, what you should do is this. "But I say, walk by the Spirit, and you will not carry out the desire of the flesh. For the flesh sets its desire against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. For these are in opposition to one another, so that you may not do the things that you please." Because we have read this many times before, I will now hasten up my speed. Verse 18. "But if you are led by the Spirit," which is the same thing as walking by the Spirit in verse 16, "you are not under the law." Then he enumerated the deeds, plural, S. All right? The deeds of the flesh, which he said are immorality, impurity, all right, idolatry, outburst of anger, all of that. He now said, "For which I forewarn you, just as I have forewarned you, that those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. But the fruit, one, of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such things," he says, "there is no law." He said, "Now those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with his passions and desires." Now, because of time, I'll just refer to the one we read earlier. Don't bother opening to it. Verse chapter 6, the same book of Galatians. I'll read from verse 6. I'll just read it. "The one who is taught the word is to share all good things with the one who teaches. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked." That's verse 7. "For whatever a man sows, this he will also reap. For the one who sows to his own flesh will from the flesh reap corruption. But the one who sows to the Spirit will from the Spirit reap eternal life. Do not lose heart in doing good. For in due time you will reap if you do not grow weary." He says, "So then, while we have opportunity, let us do good to all people, and especially to those who are of the household of the faith." Now, we've read this again and again, and we've also read some other portions, all right? All right, when we're talking about the commandments that God gave the nation of Israel concerning their kings. Now, what I've been trying to explain, let me just, you know, the last two sessions, I'll try teaching this, then I'll suddenly go in another direction. And I realize that those other directions I go in is part of the education of the people of God. So that's why I relax sometimes, not as if I'm not disciplined enough to stop it, but I realize that people also have to be blessed, all right? And since we keep coming back to learn, you understand, we'll continue what I wanted to say next time. Now, today, I believe very strongly that I'll be able to focus on what I've been trying to say. Now, we have said this again and again. I will not go over that one in details again. That when Balaam wanted to place a curse on the people of Israel, Balaam said to Balak simply, "It does not work." That's the summary of it. That is, once we are dwelling in the secret place of the Most High, we are under the shadow of the Almighty. And that shadow of the Almighty simply means that you are under the influence, the protection of the Almighty. And like I say all the time, this is how spiritual things are. God tells us, he allows us, or he gives us instructions in what to do in an area. And when you do that, you see results in other areas, even though you did not deliberately follow after that. Are you getting my point? So he says something like this: seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Now you are seeking the kingdom of God, you are seeking his righteousness, but other things are added to you. Are you getting my point? And that's the power of grace. Grace is that you do some little things and God does the great thing, all right, on your behalf. That's just how grace is. So when it comes to walking in the Spirit also, all right, what God is saying, that there are little things we will do, all right, and then great things will work in our life. Now, before I even go into detail about that, I was trying to explain something. So when we talk about he that dwells in the secret of the Most High, we said that dwelling in the secret place of the Most High is something you and I can do. We can put in that effort to see that we are dwelling in the secret place of the Most High. But abiding under the shadow of the Almighty is a consequence. That is, God says to me, walk in this particular manner, walk in the Spirit. While I'm doing that, he's taking care of every other thing in my life. He's taking care of my promotion. He's taking care of my protection. He's taking care of my provisions. He's taking care of everything that I may personally want in life, even though I am not going after those things. I say it again, even though I may not be a very popular preacher for saying these things, but it's actually the truth. It is not Christianity. When we flock all the time, all our prayer points is about what we need, what we want, what the future will hold. I want a husband. I want children. I want money. I want this one. I want that one. And we pray about it all the time. It's actually a waste of time. I'm giving you the word of God today that the people, Christians who get those things, usually are not focused on them. I say this one to you again, and I will keep on saying it until everybody believes it, even if everybody doesn't believe it. That's why you cannot, all right, get up and take money. Say, I want this thing. Let me give money so as to get it. I made a statement earlier. When you are working in a particular manner, the results it produces for you usually is not what you are actually consciously looking for. That's Christianity. It is sorcery, a kind of sorcery, actually. All right? It sounds funny if I say this. All right? You'll be surprised. It's a form of witchcraft when we try to manipulate things like that. You know, I want more money. I bring out some money and drop. It's witchcraft. It's not Christianity. As I said, people, you know, I told them once I was somewhere preaching and attending a program. People were talking about how to manipulate your husband. It was a couple's meeting. And they thought they were practicing Christianity. You will go by his pillow and speak to his pillow. This is witchcraft. You take a mantle and strike his photograph. What are you? And we actually think it's Christianity. Listen, it's not everything that's spiritual that's Christianity. There are many things people practice. It's a spiritual thing. I told you once, I think my wife shared a testimony here about something that a woman told her. And let me put a long, make a long story short. How she, let me put the example, just put it like this, all right? How she entered into the Spirit and got one man to do something, pay her what he was owing. Now, when she was telling the story, before she got to that particular point, I was on edge. That is, no matter how fantastic the story looks, it does not make it Christianity until it showed me the role that God plays in it. Then I got to the point which said that the woman said she woke up at night and said, God, I need to talk to you. And put a chair there, figuratively, you know, literally she put a chair there and said, Lord, please sit here. Then she now said to the other man, you stand here. The man wasn't there, she was just praying alone. And said, Lord, avenge me of this my adversary. And that's what she did. Now, when my wife said to me that, the woman said to her that that's what she does, I relaxed. You know why I relaxed? Because many people get up. There was a day I was talking with one sister. She was talking about somebody who was disturbing her soul. And she now reported that fellow to another, a good Christian. Now, listen, the person she reported to was supposed to be a good Christian. Another lady, maybe a little older than her. And said, look at this woman or this guy or somebody is disturbing me. And then that fellow said, don't worry, I'll handle it. That I know, now listen to, let me tell you about this woman. If you see her, I saw her once, all right? She's the example of deeper life Christianity. Now that's not to be an insult, it's supposed to be a commendation. You understand my point? Uh-huh. That is, you see her, she looks very holy and spiritual. Maybe carry the Bible or a chaplet. I think it was a Catholic or something, I can't remember. All right? Yes, I think something like that. And then she now said to me that, the lady said to her that there's a way I will tackle, as if there's a spiritual journey or something I will take, and I will warn him. I said to her, that girl is an occultist. Forget the fact that she carrying a Bible and a chaplet, and she goes around looking very, very holy. She's a literal witch. You know, I don't believe in all the witches are flying up and down, but that one is one. I don't want to give you details. One just been telling me, I said, that one is a witch. That one is an occultist. Forget this holiness she's looking like. This one is a pure occultist. It is not everything that's spiritual, that's Christianity. And this is the sad side of it. A lot of times we carry this into church. People come and start telling you how to manipulate God. And I'm looking at them like, you call this Christianity? Listen, I watch TV, I've been around. You see them, in fact, I've told you all those posters you see everywhere. Auntie waiting, I do you. That's a picture. It's a banner. Are you seeing it? And gather people to come. Auntie waiting, I do you. Listen to me, you are not gathering unto the Lord. All of you are getting involved in witchcraft. You don't realize it. You gather a program. What is the caption of the title? Auntie waiting, I do you. You see, this is African mysticism. They've created God in heaven. And they call it church. I've been warning you. Most of those guys who wear suits like me today, they are not pastors. They are not Christians. They carry the title pastor, all right, and prophet. They are not Christians. You know the thing about this suit? They didn't say, are you a pastor before it was sold to me? I don't know whether I get my point. This suit I'm wearing. It has nothing to do with my title as a pastor. It is, do you have money? Then they give you the jacket. So Babalawo too can go and buy. That's what I'm trying to emphasize. You know, my friend, we knew when that joker started ministry, it was robe he used to wear. You know those people that, out of confusion of their soul, they wear all kinds of other reds today, brown robe, white robe, and be, you know. Then one day somebody called and say, oh boy, this one they sell again. Now I go market, they sell real, genuine Amani. Paid the sorcery money to them. They gave it to him, the fellow suited up. Crammed a few Kenneth Hagin books and Kenneth Copeland books and came and started deceiving the whole world. What I'm trying to say in all of this, all right? It's not even that spiritual, that appears spiritual as Christianity, just because it's being spoken or preached by a man looking nicely dressed. So you have to be careful. You have to be careful. You have to be careful when you're analyzing things. You have to know when you're... You see, that's why I say, don't use... You know, there's a difference between incantation, that is like jazzic, you know what I mean by jazzic now? Babalawic incantation, and the confession of the word of God. Confession of the word of God is always of the word of God. I don't know what I heard I said. If I wake up in the morning and I start declaring, assuming I'm looking for a job and the name of the boss is Mr. Adiola Chuku, all right? They're not common in the way, they just combine something. I don't like it to be anything like Adiola Chuku, all right? So say, Mr. I wake up in the morning. Mr. Adiola Chuku, I speak to you in the name of Jesus. You will show me favor. That's witchcraft. That's not Christianity. You may as well wake up in the morning. I say, Angela, I claim you by faith. You will marry me. Angela, tomorrow I will speak to you. You will agree. Is that Christianity? You easily agree, it's not. Can you say you easily agree, it's not? How come when you are doing it to Mr. Adiola Chuku is Christianity? We have to be careful. That's witchcraft. That is not Christianity. What is Christianity? I am favored everywhere I go. In the name of Jesus Christ, I am blessed with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. When I go out tomorrow, I am blessed. Because you see, listen, he says something clearly. We do not wrestle against what? Flesh and blood. You have no problem with Adiola Chuku. You know why you cannot say that? Mention his name. Who told you that is the job God wants you to have? Do you know that door can close and a far better one opens 5 minutes later? A friend of mine described how the house he was living in, the landlord didn't like him because he was a preacher. You know, Christians, they pray too much, all those kind of things. The landlord said that they were leaving. So one day he and his wife, they prayed, they fasted, claimed, did everything. You know, this our spiritual gymnastics. By the time they were through, they felt confident. Traveled to go and meet the landlord, was not living in the same town. When they got there, it was as if all they did was to curse the man, and the man saw it for the way he responded. Didn't let them into his house. He doesn't have to, you want to discuss it? A lot of them, they just go and pack, and they should go. The man was dejected. That after all this prayer. Except that when he got back home, he thought. So he decided to drive around. Let me make a long story short. Either that day or a few days later, he got a house far better than the one he was coming from. He just looked and said, "What is going on?" And decided to just drive. The difference between witchcraft and Christianity is Christianity, look, listen, the way we handle things. Either you are in, oh God, I don't want to digress too much. Let me summarize this one. Because there is a time in which a church or elders or by revelation, we step into the place of judgment. And I've been saying it, the major reason why we have not seen revival in a country like ours is that we have not added judgment to our prayer. We've come to church every Sunday to bless everybody. This week, it shall be well with you. Listen, that's half of the story. There's a second side we must always add to it. And if you do evil against your neighbor because of what you gain, let God punish you. You'll be amazed. Next day on the road, now salute policeman, go to salute you. Once he says your paper are correct. Because he also went to church. And they warned him. Now, there's a reason for that. But before that one, all right, the common one, the everyday one that you and me must practice every day. You wake up in the morning, I don't have any business with my neighbor. Mentioning his name unless I want to bless him and pray for him. Everything I'm doing must be directed towards God. In which case, I simply, if I have to confess, I confess the word of God. I'm not manipulating anybody with my prayer. I am confessing the word of God. God will now manipulate anybody the way he wants. I don't know whether you're getting my point. That is, I'm approaching a place where people are very terrible. They are not nice to you people. Before I get there, I have no business with them. I just take the word of God. Like I mentioned earlier, favor is my portion. God will surround the righteous with favor as with a shield. And I declare that word. I'm righteous in Christ Jesus because of my faith. Therefore, I am surrounded round about with favor as with a shield. I am surrounded round about with favor as with a shield. That is the word of God. The angels hearken to the voice of his word. And when I'm looking at somebody in the face, I'm not looking at you, I'm looking at heaven. I am surrounded round about with favor as with a shield. Then God manipulates that person for me. But to directly handle human beings and try to puppeteer them, you understand, see? Turn yourself to a puppeteer. It's not Christianity. You know, I mentioned something to you earlier, all right? You know, today, when I was thinking about that witch of Endor and all of that, and now I won't speak specifically about the witch of Endor now so as not to derail me from my subject, but something struck me that when, this guy's name, Ahab, was going to die, God spoke. You know, people have said that, does God cause problems? That is the devil. You know, you've heard it a lot. If you grew up in Word of Faith or you see here a lot, the hurricane is caused by devil. Have you heard that before? Yes. You haven't heard it? Many of you don't. Okay. You don't, that is not, it's not God. It's devil. If I let me not even go there. All right? But what I want to emphasize is this. When Ahab was going to be deceived, who commanded the deception? It was God. He said, who will entice Ahab to go to Ramoth Gilead, that he might fall there, or might perish there, that he might die there? And once somebody said this, and that said it, then one spirit came up and said, I will go. How are you going to do it? I am going to go there and entice him. I will be a lying spirit in the mouth of his prophets. And God now said, go and do so. Succeed in doing so. It was a commandment. Without which Satan can never do anything on this earth without that commandment. I've discussed that before. Therefore, a spirit entered into the mouth of those who were known to be prophets and they were prophesying. You've heard me say it before, false visions are usually real to the man seeing them. I don't know what I heard I said. What did I say? False visions are usually real to the man seeing them. That is, those prophets, as they were prophesying for Ahab, all right? As we were prophesying for Ahab, they were under an influence. When a man shook his head like this, his spirit actually shook it for him. When he convulsed, he wasn't pretending. So when you see T.B. Joshua say that he saw a vision, he wasn't lying. No, he wasn't lying. All those demonstrations of I'm casting evil spirit out, that one is a lie. What did I call those ones? Lie. Now, home video, they paid those jokers. In case you did not know, I just said this one, so not only to help you, so you can help other jokers on the street who are confused. Most of those prophets, they actually see, when they tell you that, I see blood. It is flowing, you know. They are seeing it. Before them, no, of course, you know, there are people who are charlatans and jokers who just are trying to deceive people. But some of those people who are really into the spiritual things, they actually see those things. I've told the story many times of Derek Prince, who had he was casting out the familiar spirit out of a young lady, and suddenly the evil spirit, they often do, it acted up and gave the woman a vision. And the woman turned to Derek Prince and said, I see you in a car, wrecked on a red car that was wrecked around the tree, that the man had an accident. And Derek Prince dismissed it casually. It was not a prayer point. It was not, I reject it. It's not even being offered to me. Dismissed it casually, lived at least 40 years after that, or at least 30, this happened, I'm sure. And died in his late 80s, no accident. He dismissed it simply as, that is a plan of the devil, and I don't walk in his plans. That girl saw what she saw. She wasn't trying to deceive him, but it was a deceiving spirit. So when a prophet sees, that's what confused a lot of people. They think the prophet saw. Because the prophet saw now, we have to do something about it. Listen to me. I found something out. Anybody pursuing visions will see evil visions. If you go around, especially this day and age, when Christ has died for you, to be looking for who will see vision for me, they will see. And they are not lying, in quote, you know what I'm saying? The man, the human being, the woman, all right, who is, all right, channeling that spirit, let me put that expression, is actually seeing what she's seeing. But it's still a lie. Why am I saying so? Because when those prophets were prophesying, Micaiah was looking at them, you know. God showed him what was really going on. That, listen, a spirit has left the presence of God, having obtained permission to come and confuse you. So these people are really prophesying by a supernatural power, but they are lying so you might be destroyed. Now, after I considered this, something struck me. I said, then what is the safety? It is not to prove whether a man really saw what he claims he saw. That is not safety. Because I've just established for you, many of them actually see it, unless they're just frank jokers. You understand my point? I realized that when Saul went to that medium, that sorcerer in Endor, you understand? You know what happened? The same thing happened. In heaven, they gathered and said, Saul has disobeyed God. Time to kill him. And they said, how shall we do it? He's on his way to go and visit a medium against the word of God again. So what shall we do? A spirit volunteered. I will go there and remove courage from him. It don't know me. Listen to this. When they are doing those their mediumistic sessions, the man consulting doesn't see anything. I hope you know that. He doesn't see anything. Saul did not see Samuel. He asked the woman, what are you seeing? And the woman described somebody. And he said, yes, that is Samuel. The same woman gave him the words that the spirit was uttering, which made it very simple for a lying spirit to stay in her mouth also. Where am I going? What is the difference? That woman saw what she saw. That woman will swear to death that I saw Samuel. And she wouldn't have been lying. But the truth was, it was not Samuel. It was not Samuel. What simply happened was that the same thing that happened to Ahab was what happened to Saul. I'm going somewhere. So what is the defense? What is it that somebody needs so that he will not be a subject of evil and wrong visions? It is simple. Never seek God for visions. Seek him for the purpose of walking in righteousness, and you will never be deceived. That is, when you are seeking God, it is, how do I walk in righteousness? Very important, though. Your goal must be, how do I walk in righteousness? Not, what will they see for me? Because what happened to those people was that they set themselves away from God. Ahab so disobeyed God that he made the whole of Israel disobey God. Saul kept on disobeying God until God refused to answer him when he would inquire of the Lord by the legitimate methods. So he now left that and went to go and inquire of the Lord by false method. And because of time, that's not supposed to be my main message. Ezekiel chapter 14, which I quote all the time, verse 7. You will see that God said, anytime a man does that, I always set myself up against that person. Let me just read it because it's so important. So that people will stop all this one of God revealed to me who I want to marry. Are you getting my point? Carry photographs to go and meet pastor. Pray over them. Choose one. You know what he said? Let's quickly read it together. I like reading it all the time. From verse 6, it said, Ezekiel chapter 14. Therefore say to the house of Israel, thus says the Lord, repent and turn away from your idols and turn away from your abominations. Now listen to verse 7. For anyone of the house of Israel, or the immigrants who stay in Israel, now follow this, who separates himself from me, number one, puts up his idols in his heart, number two, puts right before his face the stumbling block of his iniquity, and then comes to the prophet to inquire of me, I, the Lord, will be brought to answer him in my own person. I will set my face against that man and make him a sign and a proverb, and I will cut him off from among my people, so that you will know that I am the Lord. Now listen to this. God was saying simply, people should stop inquiring of visions, asking God, show me this, show me that, until they have removed some things from their lives. That is, what is the will of God? Like Lester Sumrall said to Corey Blake, read the Bible. Obey it as much as you can. How do I know I'm in the will of God for my life? Just be obeying what you have read in the scriptures. That's why I said to people, seek God concerning how to live righteously, and no prophet will be able to deceive you with a lying spirit. You know why? Because even when he thinks he's seen visions, and that vision, the vision is inspired by demons, that demon cannot deceive you except God gives him the permission. That's just a fact. So when God knows that the vision is going to be too terrible for you to handle, he said, lie, you're not giving that boy. Other times, he wants to find out, I've taught you the word of God, do you still believe it? That after you have listened to Pastor Banky all these weeks and months, explain to you that you don't have a spiritual, an ancestral curse working in your life because you're a believer in Christ Jesus, that if you have problems, it must be due to something else. You will still get somewhere and somebody will pray, finish praying and say, I see, and he's seeing. And he's seeing. I'm seeing a woman live 500 years ago, placing a curse upon your great-great-grandfather. And that curse is still working in your family till today. And you believe it. You have walked against the covenant of God. You have done what the Bible calls in Old English, you have done despite to the blood of the cross. That what God is waiting for you to say is that, listen, O God prophet or prophetess, if any man is in Christ, he's a new creature. This one is in Christ. All things have passed away. Whatever curse that woman you have seen in that your vision was placed against over my great-great-grandfather, it was nailed to the cross. By the power of the blood of Jesus, it has been wiped away. God arranged for us to meet today so I can educate you so you can do better ministry. That's a matter of fact. Listen, Christians, you know, I've been saying something to you again and again here. No man, no woman goes to a prayer house and the problem does not increase. No Christian does that. And your wahala will not double. Listen to me. In Christianity, what we are allowed is to apply our hearts to the knowledge of God. The primary, he says, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. See, the way people travel to go and be deceived, leave from here to Lagos to go and buy holy water. But tell them, you know, one day, a young man called. He sent a mail to the ministry and I forgot how it was, but somebody wanted to talk to me. That we should allow him call and I will take his call and we'll discuss. So I told Yinka simply, I don't know him. So since he's in Anambra State here, tell him simply that, how did he go again? Anyway, that was the message we sent to him. That call Yinka, arrange an appointment, come to Enugu, and I will gladly give you time and talk with you. And he said, okay, no problem. That he was hoping to talk to me in the heat of his crisis. And you are in Anambra State here. I don't know whether you get what I'm saying. You are in Anambra here. Oh, I don't know whether you are following me. Yes, you are in crisis. You not enter peace mass transit. I don't know whether you get my point. I told him, I said, see why I don't talk to people. Obviously, it is not important. If it was important, I don't know whether you are following the point I'm making. The man tells me he's in crisis. He cannot from Anambra State here walk over here to talk to me if it was important to him. I'm going to take your call. That's just by the way. All right? But I'm trying to make an issue. But you see people, when it is by anointing all the time, they will travel from here to Lagos. And that is why God allows them to be deceived. When it is by holy sand. That man used to do sand. You know what time they use now? It was sand before. He would kneel down on sand. That time he used to wear long rope after he has arrived from the mountain. No, I saw that one on TV. People will be diving the sand. How will you not, that's the point I'm making, how will you not be deceived? That's what I'm going to explain. It is if the true thing that your heart is going after, all right, is how to live a life of righteousness. Not how to get emergency miracles, not how to see visions, not when God is just a decision-making God for you, not a life-controlling God. It's only when there's crisis we remember him. When it says forgive your neighbor, you don't remember him. Are you getting my point? When it says walk in love, we don't remember him. When it says walk in righteousness, we don't remember him. When it says don't steal, we don't remember him. It's government money, it's not anybody's money, we don't remember. Are you getting my point? But it's now time to make a decision. Should I marry or not marry? Should I say yes or not? And that's how I pray. I'm going to now say fast, and that's what I'm making. God will actually send a prophet to you who will help you choose the Jezebel amongst the three. May God not deceive you. Because any man deceived by God is already deceived. That is. Oh, just send a few angels. Go, a few demons. Go and deceive him. And they will pray, they will fast. Those guys are wicked. They will pray and fast, and then the evil spirits will appear to them, not as evil spirits, so wearing white, radiating like this, and say, go in this direction, invest that money, and you shall prosper. I say, thank you. And that man will say, listen, I've been in the ministry for a long time. There's nobody I'll pray for like this that did not make this kind of investment, that made this kind of money that did not succeed. Go and do as I have said. And that is the one that will ruin his life, his family, his children will drop out of school. And if he's a white man, finally, he will hang himself. Why? Because he was not set, his heart was not set on walking in righteousness. He's a God user. He's not trying to serve God. Many people go to church these days, they're not trying to serve him, they're trying to use him. We heard he makes people prosper. So we'll come to learn how to prosper. And that's why a lot of anointed jokers are there. And they preach, I've explained to you today, they preach under inspiration. They come and say, today, a word came to me that said, if you will sell all you have and bring it right here, but next week, your life will not be the same again. It's pretty anointed. God wants to wreck your life. He knows. I mean, between him and that prophet, they've all arranged it. That this boy must be poor from today. I don't know. You've gotten my point now. My point is that if that's the day you want to start obedience, forget you're in trouble. Your heart must be panting after righteousness before you start looking for how to use one single offering to enter into breakthrough. How can you be a career thief and you want to give offering to God to multiply it? You wake up in the morning, you are looking for how to scheme everybody. You know, scam them of their money. The Bible said God despises the heart. All right? God hates the heart that devises evil. You wake up in the morning deciding, devising how to steal from people. Why would God not let a criminal of a preacher come under an anointing to collect the money? Are you getting my point? Listen, a lot of these jokers are anointed. That's what I'm trying to point to you. An evil spirit departed from the presence of God to go and ruin the lives of people, having obtained permission from the Lord. Those who say to you that God does not do bad, they don't know him yet. God said, I, the Lord, he said something to Israel. He said, I'm devising a calamity against you. What, instead of going around arguing, does God kill? Does God not kill? Just be praying, Lord, please do not kill me, whether you kill or you don't kill. And like I said the other day, whether it's the devil that killed you or God, you are still dead. What's my message? I'm going to emphasize that what you are pursuing, all right, is walking in righteousness. No visions can deceive you. That's the point I'm trying to make. If your heart is intent on obeying God, that this is my life, let me give it to Christ properly, then no joker of a prophet can see visions that will confuse you. If an anointed man, you know what I mean by, you know, my anointing now, that kind of joking anointing, you know, that kind of evil anointing that God sends upon some people. If he shows up in your presence and wants to start talking as if he's Elijah, God will shut your ears, you won't be able to hear him. You will look at him and be seeing horns on his head, he'll be looking like devil. And he won't know what you are seeing. Why? Because your heart is after righteousness. Please, I hope you're following what I'm trying to explain. I thought about it, I said that's the only defense. If you are looking for miracles, Jesus said it like in the last days, that if it were possible, even the elect would be deceived. But like the world, if it were possible, that tells that God wouldn't allow it. Now, I said something last time, each day now, I'm trying to preach this walk in the Spirit, I just keep answering other questions. I said something to you last time, listen, God is not sending you to hellfire because of your makeup, because of your trousers, or your necklace. He never read the scriptures. Even when he found harlots, he said, I'm going to burn this one because she wore the attire of a harlot. You think bad dressing started today? It's in the Bible. The Bible labeled it the attire of a harlot. I'm inclined to think, the other day I was in my office, I gave somebody my computer to do something with. So I got there, one of my secretaries, one of the clerical staff in our office, I got to the general office. I saw them playing a DVD on my computer. And all of course, usually it's the women that gather. I don't know why women are like that. Gather, they are looking. A woman was there testifying how she died and went to hell. I said, yeah, remove that DVD from my computer now. Remove it now. As I'm watching you, remove it. She says, my computer. It's my own. Yeah, the laptop. I said, remove it now. Let me have it. They carried the DVD. My hand finally got hold of DVD. I flung it across the room. Thank God it was inside the case. Hey, sir, it belongs to somebody. Then go, don't, if you put it back in my computer, we'll look. Me and you will have problems here. You go to hellfire. You didn't see adulterers there. Are you getting my point? You went to hellfire. You didn't see real witches there. It is those who wore earring you saw. You are mad. You went to hellfire. All these armed robbers, you didn't see them there. You didn't say, when I got there, I saw some boys cocking gun. And God said, this is what they were doing on the earth. You didn't see that one. You got to hellfire. You saw the women that permed their hair. Something is wrong with your head. I can't, you might be gathering. All these people stealing money from people. You understand? They are worried about they said they saw my hair in hellfire. Your heart, they saw it in hellfire 5,000 years ago. You do not know. That wicked heart. look, let's face. Oh God, why don't you just read this Bible? You see, people who are jealous, envious, haters of their brothers and sisters, they're not in hellfire. It's only those who were dancing like Michael Jackson that went to hellfire. Why am I talking about that? People are being deceived because they don't want to learn the truth.